the Braves Craze Podcast with your host, the Braves Doctor.
Good evening, Braves Country. This is the Braves Craze Podcast. Today is August the 11th, Sunday afternoon, and we have just seen the Braves squeak out a win versus the Marlins to even that series at 2-2 for the weekend. So my topics today I want to talk about are the dilemma that is the bullpen still. I want to talk about the offense, and particularly Acuna and Albies this month. And then the starting rotation, Folty and Dallas Keuchel. What's going on with these guys? You know, what to expect from Folty going forth. He pitched again today and was a little better, but, you know, we'll discuss that in a second. And also I want to hit on Brian Snitker and the job he's done this year. So let's get into it with the Braves bullpen. So we all know that we made four deals. Three of those were for arms, for bullpen arms, bringing in Mark Melancon, Chris Martin, and Shane Green to the team. And to say that it's been a failure so far would probably be understated. Shane Green came in and assumed the closer's role, and as you know, did not get out of a few games, blew a save, lost a game, got rocked multiple times. Didn't take long until manager Brian Snitker announced that Mark Melancon would be closing some games going forth and would be the closer of record for the Braves. And then he got that first opportunity last night on Saturday, I believe, and gave up four runs and blew the save, and the Braves ultimately lost that game in extra innings. And then the other guy, Chris Martin, to me, looks to be the guy who may have the nastiest stuff of all of them. But again, Chris has not pitched well. He's gotten bitten by the home run ball, given up some runs himself. So these three guys have come in right now and really underwhelmed for the Braves in the bullpen. You know, hopefully these guys can rectify it and get things turned around. But right now, you know, it's kind of a mess out there again. And today, and I'm not really sure if it was because of work and usage of the new pitchers or because of you know, Brian not really knowing where to go, but Luke Jackson got the save opportunity against the Marlins and actually closed it down. In Luke Jackson style, he allowed some base runners and some hits in the ninth, but got out of there and got the save for the Braves to even the series with the Marlins at 2-2 for the weekend. So, you know, what do we do going forth? Who gets the next save chance for the Braves? I don't know. That's a really good question, and we'll have to wait and see what goes on there. But, you know, Brian Snicker's got his hands full, and we got to see who steps up in that bullpen. Maybe it's Luke Jackson. Maybe it's one of the new guys. Maybe it's somebody else. Sean Newcomb is still pitching pretty well out there out of the bullpen, although he's a lefty, and sometimes you wonder, is that the primary guy you should have closing? But we'll see. You know, some of the guys I sent down, Chad Sabatka's a guy I've been really high on, although he's pitched poorly this year. A.J. Minter is certainly disappointed this year with his high 90s fastball as well. So we need someone going forth to step up and become the closer, become the lockdown guy in the eighth, ninth innings for the Braves and define those roles before we get in the postseason, and even actually to go down the stretch and try to win this thing and be sure we clinch the National League East. So we'll see what happens with the bullpen. I believe these guys are going to pitch better. There was going to be some regression, and particularly for Green, who had given up only four runs, I believe, all year. Maybe it's five runs all year for the Tigers. Came into the Braves and gave up four in a couple games with the Braves. So, you know, hard to imagine he couldn't regress some, or he wouldn't regress some, but we didn't want it to be that quickly for sure. So let's move on to the offense and discuss what I want to discuss about Acuna and Albies. But first, I'm going to ask you, if you will, please do us a favor here at the Braves Craze and go out and subscribe to the Braves Craze podcast on your favorite platform. Also, if you will, please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Braves. That's at Dr. Braves. I'll make a lot of commentary during ball games. I may ask for some segments to be used on the air on the podcast as well. So please go out and give us a follow. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or wherever your favorite platform to listen to podcasts is. So, this week, the offense for the Braves was pretty darn good. And you know, again, we've had some guys hot, but none hotter than those top two guys, Ronald Acuna and Ozzie Albies. Let's start with Ozzie Albies. Ozzie Albies this week, promptly hit 467 for the week here in August, and the second week in August. He had three home runs, drove in seven, and scored 13 runs. Every game, Ozzie Albies seemed to have two, three, even a four-hit game this week, was flying around the bases, you know, making things happen. And, you know, as much as I love Dansby Swanson, as well as he has done the two-hole, I don't know how you get Ozzie Albies out of that two-hole when Dansby comes back. Consequently, there's reports on Dansby that kind of say he's still not that close. So may have to keep going with Culberson and Camargo at shortstop for a while. But Ozzie Albies has certainly filled in that two-hole as well as anyone could have expected, and they're actually better than anyone could have expected. And he and Ronald at the top of the order have been just so fun to watch. And now let's get to Ronald. He didn't have quite as good as average as Ozzie this week or for the month. 356 for the month of August so far, 16 for 45. But he's got eight home runs and 14 RBIs, and he's been stealing bases at a high rate. So it was said today that Ronald's got eight home runs in August. You realize it's just August the 11th at this point in time. So he's up to 33 with his home run he hit today. I think he's one steal away from being 30-30. And at this point in time, I can't think of anybody in the league I'd rather have on my team playing outfield than Ronald Acuña Jr. If he is not the best player in the National League at this point, I couldn't tell you who he is. You know, Christian Yelich, Cody Bellinger are probably leading the MVP race, although I bet you Ronald Acuña's name is going to get, if he keeps doing what he's doing now, he's going to come up in there pretty quick, and he's going to be on that list, because I would take Ronald with his age and what he's doing to get better right now, his promise over anybody in the league, and frankly, probably over anybody in baseball, with all respect to Mike Trout, who's now becoming a veteran player for the Angels. Mike probably is the best player in the league. We know that, but Ronald Acuña, I'm telling you what, this guy is so special. You know, the power, the speed, and the defense today. Did you see Ronald today on Sunday throw behind the guy at first and just gun him out with that arm? I mean, just phenomenal. I mean, he's doing things out there that you hear that 5-tool players do, and Ronald is not just called a 5-tool player. He truly is a 5-tool guy. You know, moving him to right field, I think it was Jeff Francoeur on the broadcast a couple days ago talked about they think that's Ronald's spot, is to stay in right field. And it looks like to me, from what we're seeing with Ronald and his outfield defense and the prowess out there, I would have to agree with Jeff that's where he's going to stay. Is out there in right field. You know, with the injury to Markakis, I guess Ronald probably will be there, and Adam Duvall is more of a left fielder who seems to be the primary guy in left right now. You know, so Ronald has seemingly found a spot in right field. But Ronald's offense, and, you know, just every game he seems to be going yard. He had a two-home run game this week. So, I mean, the guy just continues to get better and better and better. Also, let's discuss the outfield a second. You know, Ender Inciarte is actually playing better. And, you know, I was not a guy that believed Ender needed his starting job back. But with Austin Riley kind of not playing well and now going to the IL, you know, Ender is actually got out there and done pretty well. He's playing. He always plays great defense, but he's had some power this week and hit a few out and driven some runs in. So, you know, you kind of roll with Ender right now. And then Adam Duvall, who came up and was just on a roll, has kind of normalized now and is not really hitting a whole lot the last few games. So hopefully he get things together. And he was out of line today for Culberson, who has once again come in, by the way, and played very well, as he always does. So Charlie Clutch, you know, keeps on keeping on. But, you know, the outfield is interesting. You know, we just heard reports that the Braves called up Christian Pache and Drew Waters, among others, from AA to AAA. So I wonder, is there any plan for Atlanta to bring up one of these guys to get on the postseason roster? Maybe Pache, maybe Waters, who knows? You know, with the current state of the outfield, where Ronald Acuña is basically all world, and we're trying to piece the rest of it together at this point, I wonder. You know, I wouldn't be shocked if you see Pache get a call in time to make the postseason roster if he plays well with the team. And, you know, I guess he probably gets a look in September. Who knows? We'll see. But, you know, Christian Pache is a guy that I think we're going to see long-term in Atlanta. And I can't wait till next year, at whatever time it is. It may not be the start of the year. It could be when the outfield is Pache probably in left. I'm sorry, Waters probably in left, Pache in center, and Acuna in right. That outfield has scary, scary potential for the Braves. And the defense out there, they say Pache is the best defensive outfielder we've had in a while. And then the offense with Waters and Pache being very near five-tool type guys as well. You know, we could be really special for years to come in the outfield. So I want to touch on Brian Snicker a second and the job he's done with his team. You know, I've heard a lot of folks criticize Brian Snicker for certain things, usage of the bullpen. You know, I haven't agreed with the usage of Camargo. We've talked about that before on this podcast, and I think Johan was kind of given a bad deal and should be playing more and should have gotten a chance to be a super utility guy playing 3 or 4 days a week, and that just didn't happen. And I think Johan's numbers, and particularly offensively, has suffered because of that. But those of you that want to criticize Brian Snicker, I have one question. What is wrong with you? Seriously. Brian Snicker took over this team, and everything he's done with this team, when they weren't very good, they overachieved. Last year, you know, our rebuild wasn't ready, we thought, and we weren't there. And he promptly won the National League East, made the playoffs with a team that probably shouldn't have been there just yet. And now, this year, you know, the Braves are soaring, and he's done it with some piecemeal pitching, bullpen starting as well. And, you know, I think Brian Snicker has done a fabulous job with this team. And sure, managers make mistakes, and Brian's made a few, I'm sure. But who in the world else would you want coaching this team, managing this team, than this lifelong Brave who these players respond to better than any manager I've seen in quite some time? You know, I commend our manager and our coaching staff, and I believe they have been phenomenal for the last few years, and certainly this year is no different. You know, a guy we don't talk about is Kevin Seitzer, too. And Kevin Seitzer has taken this offense and watched these kids grow. And, you know, we know that happens in the minor leagues a lot, for sure. But Kevin Seitzer and this Braves team in the majors, these guys come to the majors and they hit and they get better and they get better and they get better. And I think that's a lot of what Kevin Seitzer is about as a hitting coach. I mean, I remember Seitz playing back in the day. He was a very good hitter. He wasn't really a power guy, but he was a good, good clutch contact hitter. And, you know, you see that approach with some of these hitters now. And, you know, Acuna at the plate, even though he strikes out a good bit, he takes pitches and takes walks and doesn't kill you with the bad swings. And then, obviously, Freeman. And, you know, Albies has improved this year with the strikeout rate and hitting the ball all over the field. The hitting from the left side for Albies this year, which was such a concern last year, has gotten so much better. And Albies just is torching lefties from the right side. I mean, he's well over 400, if I remember correctly, on that. And, you know, Kevin Seitzer deserves a ton of credit as well. But Brian Snicker, you know, I just wanted to say publicly, I've heard criticism before. Man, seriously, this guy's done a fabulous, fabulous job. So moving on to the last topic for the day, and that's the starting rotation. So we know we're anchored with Mike Soroka. We know we've got another phenomenal young pitcher in Max Fried. You've heard me talk about my pleas and pleasure of Julio Teheran and how well he's done this year, how pleased I am with him. Julio's been phenomenal all year, and his record isn't super, but his ERA is great. And when he pitches, I don't have the stat with me, but the Braves win a lot of games when Julio pitches, whether he gets the win or not. So let's talk about Folty now, who made a start earlier in the week and then one today. So the first start for Folty was really good, really encouraging. He gave up some runs late, but he was very good in the game. Command was better, went out there and looked like he wanted to be here, looked like he was ready to pitch. And then today, Folty gives up three early and then actually rights the ship and does a good job. So I mentioned on one of my last podcasts, folks to step up, and Folty is one of the guys I mentioned, that fifth starter spot. If Folty could just come in here and give us solid innings for the rest of the year and be a guy we can look to again, is not the guy he was last year, just being a serviceable guy would really help us a ton in that fifth spot. If he does step it up and become close to what he was last year, it's almost like the Braves have traded for that frontline starter, at least the two or three starter anyway that we've looked for. So, you know, I'm not getting carried away with Folty yet. I've been a guy who's been critical of Folty even last year and was hoping this was real. But this year, you know, when he came up, it was obvious he wasn't the same guy. So hopefully this is going to be a spot where Folty is going to turn it around and turn that corner and keep going. And let's talk also about Dallas Keuchel. You know, Dallas Keuchel has gotten hit pretty hard recently, and for all the money we paid him on the one-year deal, you know, Dallas has been not real good, honestly. He's had some good moments, but of late he's getting hit. And I, you know, I've heard people talk about the rotation going forth and who it would be for the playoffs, and we're talking Keuchel's our one. I don't think Keuchel's our one. You know, I'm not sure if Keuchel's honestly in the top three at this point in time in my mind. I mean, Mike Soroka to me is the clear number one, even though he's a rookie. I mean, the guy is wise beyond his years and just seems to give us the best chance to win every time he goes out. He's a true all-star pitcher, which he made this year, and I believe he's our one starter for years to come. We got some guys that may challenge him for that, and that's a great thing if it is, but you know, Mike Soroka is the real deal, and I think he's got to be our one in the playoffs. Number two, you know, we could argue Max Fried, who I love, and I think he's got tremendous stuff and should be our guy. But you could also argue Julio. And this time last year, we were ready to run Julio off. I've mentioned that before, too. But Julio has just gone out every game and put us in the game, kept us in there, gives us a chance to win. So I go Julio 2, and I go Fried 3. And then Keuchel comes in that 4 at this point in time where, you know, Dallas Keuchel, when he won the Cy Young for the Astros, it's been about 4 years now, I think. He was a guy who located and put the ball where he wanted. He backed it up, used that two-seam fastball, and was just a command location guy. And if you're not going to throw 95, 96 today, you've got to be really, really good at that location. You know, if your name is not Greg Maddux, you may have a problem today with some of that. And I think Keuchel's run into some of this stuff where he hadn't gotten the ball. He's made some bad pitches, hadn't gotten the ball where he wanted to, and he's getting hit. And you know, this may be, we've heard about the baseball being juiced a little bit, and of course the league denies that. But, you know, that could be part of Dallas's problem. That ball is flying out of the park on him, and, you know, he's not hitting his spots every time. And if he's not, again, he's not knocking the glove, not hitting that mitt hard enough with that fastball to really – miss his spot. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully Dallas turns it around. I certainly hope so. But, you know, we need more from the guy we paid that kind of money for. And I think he's a good pitcher still and can really help us. But he has struggled of late. So, you know, Dallas Keuchel, I still am a fan of the signing because I think we needed that guy. We didn't give up any prospects to sign, obviously, a free agent like that. But we need a guy to come in and step up and be our two or three starter, and hopefully he can turn that around a little bit and get better. So let's talk about the upcoming week for the Braves. It's a big week coming up. Got an off game on Monday, so they get a needed break, and they go home to travel home to play the Mets for three at home and then the Dodgers for three at home. So the Mets are probably the hottest team in baseball. They have now passed the Phillies, are in third place, and they're coming on. So, you know, we hope we can play well against the Mets. We're missing Syndergaard and DeGrom, if I remember correctly. We do see Marcus Stroman in that lineup for the Mets. And then we got three with the Dodgers over the weekend, who are promptly the best team in the National League and probably, in my opinion, the best team in baseball. So a big week for the Braves. We got to get out and see what happens this week. Hopefully we beat the Mets pretty good and then can go with the Dodgers and see how we match up with a team that we're going to have trouble with in the playoffs, I'm afraid. Hopefully we won't, but we want to see if the Braves can get the Dodgers some trouble here. And but let's not get ahead of ourselves again with the Mets. So, again, if you have not, please subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And please go out and follow me at Dr. Braves. That's at Dr. Braves on Twitter. Have a great week and go Braves. Hello and welcome back to the Braves Craze podcast. This is going to be a fun segment we're going to do. So from time to time, I'm going to do some ranking lists in this segment, and this is going to be our first list. So today, we're going to rank our top five favorite Braves who currently play. These have to be current players, not historical players. They've got to be on the team now. And this isn't necessarily the best players, although it might be in some cases, but we're going to rank the favorite Braves. And for this segment, I've got a guest with me who is also a Braves fan, and that's my daughter, Macy. So we're going to go through, and she'll give you her number five player. I'll give you my five player. We'll talk a little bit about the player and move on. So first, we're both going to give you some honorable mention players who didn't make our top five list. So Macy, tell me who you had for honorable mention.
So if we did, so this one would probably be my sixth, but Mike Soroka, I like him.
So Mike Soroka is a great pitcher.
Yes.
My honorable mention guys, I'm going to say, are Austin Riley, Dansby Swanson, and Josh Donaldson. Macy, you got another one, or is that the only one for honorable mention?
That's my only one.
So let's talk about Mike Soroka a second for you. You know, we got to actually kind of meet Mike Soroka in Pearl, Mississippi at the Double-A games, right? You want to tell us about that?
Because my Nana, she lives in Mississippi, so we have season passes to go there with her. So we go there a lot, and we met him. We got a ball sign. We got a ball sign.
Mike was actually sitting charting pitches out in the stands, right?
Yeah, he was charting pitches, and first we asked the wrong guy.
Yeah.
But then we finally found the right guy, and it was actually Mike Soroka, and he was, like, filming the game. So it was pretty cool.
So really cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Macy, let's talk about who's your fifth-ranked Braves on the current team.
Well, mine is Dansby Swanson.
Okay, that's a great choice, right? Mm-hmm. So Dansby plays shortstop, and we've seen him play in Double-A as well. But, you know, Dansby's had a great year this year. Right now he's on the injured list, but he's done really good. You know, he's always been a great fielder, but this year he's hitting great, right? So we like Dansby a lot. He's a cool guy. So my fifth player on my list is going to be Max Fried. You know, I've watched Max pitch coming up as a young player, and he's about 25 now, left-handed pitcher. I've always loved the way he throws. He throws the ball 95 to 97 miles an hour with a fastball, which is great for anyone. And a lefty doing that's even better. And then, you know, Max has got a great curveball. You know, I know you all know this, but the cool thing is, which is sometimes not cool, but his curveball spin rate is so high it caused him to get a lot of blisters on his finger, and he kind of has to stop pitching with that occasionally. But, you know, that's a really, really, really high rate spin curveball. So great pitcher is Max Fried, one of my favorites. Macy, who's number four for you?
Freddie Freeman.
Yeah, Freddie Freeman is Mr. Brave, kind of right. He's a great hitter.
Yeah, Mr.
And, you know, everybody loves Freddie. So another great year for Freddie this year. Today, he hit his 28th home run today and 90 RBIs, which is awesome. I think the 90 RBIs lead the National League at this point.
Wow.
So great choice for number five or four for Macy. My number four player, favorite Brave, is Ozzie Albies. You know, and I think Macy may rank him in a second too, so we'll talk about Ozzie now a second. You know, Ozzy is kind of infectious to watch play. He smiles and runs around and hustles. And, you know, he and Ronald Acuna are best buddies.
I like watching both of them play.
Together, they're kind of cool, aren't they?
And, really cool,
you know, Ozzy's fast and great second baseman, good defense. So we love watching him play. So that's a great pick for number four, Macy. Right? No, for me, actually. That's my number four pick. So now we're back to Macy at number three. Who you got, Macy?
So my third pick is Austin Riley, and I would like to tell you something about Austin Riley.
Okay.
So, again, my Nana lives in Mississippi, and she's with the Mississippi Braves. So they do these things at the Mississippi Braves where they give these little, like, goodie bags, kind of, and my Nana actually gave them to Austin Riley before he came. So, you know, I feel like that's kind of cool.
So she got to give him, like, a goodie bag once a week or so, right?
Yeah, so she actually kind of knew him, I guess.
Yeah, she did.
That's pretty cool that she knows someone who's on TV every day.
Yeah, and Austin's a big, strong guy with a lot of home runs. He's kind of struggled a little bit lately, but, you know, he's 21 years old, something like that. So we think he'll be fine and start hitting again soon. So we love Austin. He's also from Mississippi, which is where we live. He's from South Haven. So he's kind of a hometown boy, right? So my number three guy is Mike Soroka. You know, we talked about Mike a little bit. I think Mike is the best pitcher we've had on this team in a long, long time. And, again, he's really young and going to get better, we think. But the way he, you know, commands the pitches and the way he pitches, and, you know, you look at the guy and think he's not throwing that hard, and you look down and he's throwing 96 on the radar gun, which is really hard. But, you know, just spotting pitches, hitting the corners, the control and not walking guys is incredible. And I think back a few weeks ago where we played the Padres, and a great hitter on the Padres, I'm drawing a blank on who it was, the shortstop and third baseman they got from the Orioles, my goodness, I'll come to him in a second, actually tipped his hat to Mike Soroka on a changeup. Manny Machado, I'm so sorry, I couldn't remember that. Manny Machado walked away on a strikeout tipping his hat to Soroka, which tells you a 21-year-old kid is pretty special at that point in time. So, Macy, what about number two for you?
So, my second favorite is Ozzie Albies. And I know my dad had already talked about Ozzie Albies because that was his, I think, fourth favorite.
Yep. We love Ozzie, right? Super young player. And, you know, fun to watch. We just signed he and Ronald Acuna both for a long-term deal. And Ozzie will be a Brave for a long time, and we're really excited about that, right? So my number two, I really struggled here, so I've almost got a 1A and 1B. I kind of couldn't pick this, but I did. I picked it for the list, and here we go. So my number two is going to be Freddie Freeman. And I know you're kind of thinking, how in the world can Freddie Freeman not be number one for me? But he's number two right now, and it's really close.
Really, all of his are his favorites. He loves all the Braves players.
I do. You're
so,
right.
Honestly, if they're not on this list, don't be like, oh my gosh, why didn't you put this? He loves all of them. He literally spent like 20 minutes just being like, okay.
I did. I know. Yeah. I'm a nerd about the Braves, but, you know, and Macy makes a good point, though. You know, I do love anyone in the Braves, but these are my favorite Braves currently. Freddie Freeman, you know, to me, is the most underrated hitter in baseball. I mean, we know he's a power hitter and got a lot of home runs, but he's just a great hitter. He hits righties, he hits lefties, he hits to all fields. He just does a great job. And he's also a great first baseman and a great leader for the team. So you got to love Freddie Freeman. And for me to put Freddie Freeman number two means number one has got to be really special. And I'm going to go ahead and tell you, we'll give it away. Macy and I have the same number one. So, Macy, tell everybody who our number one player is.
Both of our number one players are Ronald Acuña Jr. And when we were at the Mississippi Braves, I know I've talked about them a lot, but when we were there, when he was there, I got a ball signed by him.
So Macy,
and I was pretty excited.
Let's tell that story. We were down by the dugout, and Macy was getting autographs. And she looked back to me and said, Who do I get? And I'm pointing, get that guy right there.
Yeah.
Get him right there.
Get him, and then he just walks up. I'm like, will you sign my ball? I'm literally reaching in the dugout, and he's
did. So, you know.
And also, like we said, Ozzy and him are very fun to watch together and just –
So Ronald Acuña Jr., you know, is 21 years old, and the sky is the limit for this young man. And we all know this as a Brave, but or as Braves fans, but this guy is amazing. I mean, the speed, the power, a true 5-tool player. He's got 28 home runs this year, and he leads the National League in stolen bases at the same time. And we've got him signed for 10 years. So, you know, that's amazing to know that number 13, Ronald Acuña Jr., is going to be a Brave for that long. And carry our franchise with the likes of Freddie Freeman, Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley, and the other young kids coming up from the minor leagues will be there. So the future is bright, but we, you know, really, really like doing these list thing. I invite you to go out and follow me on Twitter at Dr. Braves. That's at Dr. Braves. And put your list of your top five current favorite Braves out there. If you do that, I'll try to mention a couple on the show next time. But again, I'd love for you to follow me at Dr. Braves and give me those lists out there. That's all for this time. Thanks.